Part of the purpose of gathering together as believers is to remember together as God's people, as a family. Back in the Old Testament, the Passover celebration was designed for that purpose. Is you've got this unique meal that is different from the way you normally do things, and the question is, Daddy, why do we do this way? And that opens up the opportunity to say, remember. Remember how we were slaves in Egypt, but God set us free by a mighty hand and His strong outstretched arm, by acts of greatness over the Egyptians. Remember, remember we were slaves, and remember what God did for us. It's exactly what this is. This is an opportunity to remember that we were slaves and that we've been set free. Jesus said to His disciples, Paul's recounting in 1 Corinthians 11, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. This is an opportunity for us to preach to each other, to proclaim to each other that, remember, we were slaves. We were slaves in bondage to sin. And Jesus Christ came and died for me to break those chains, to set me free so I can be who I was created to be. Be a worshiper of Jesus. Be someone who is in love with God, who loves the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. We're set free now to enjoy who we were created to be. Remember. Remember. We were slaves. We have been set free. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up. We're going to give thanks and pass out the bread and the juice. You're invited, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've put your trust only and completely in what He accomplished at the cross for you, you're invited to participate. You're part of our family. And you're invited to use these symbols to remember with us what Jesus did for us as His people, for you individually. Let's give thanks. And then if you'd hold on to that until everybody's been served, we'll take together. Father, thank You for being a God who is rich in mercy, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and covenant faithfulness. You're a God who is quick, eager to forgive our iniquities and trespasses and sins, to cancel them, to pay for those in full at the cross and cast them as far as the east is from the west and remember them no more. Thank You that we can come to Your table with great joy, knowing that we are accepted by You, loved by You, forgiven by You, and welcomed into Your presence. Thank You, Jesus, for coming, becoming man, so that You as a man could die in my place, laying down Your body and Your letting Your blood be shed to cover my sins. Thank You for that awesome cry, "It is finished. It's paid in full. There's nothing left for me to pay. I simply receive good gifts from Your gracious hand." We come as humble sinners, needy, and just begging for a gift from You. And we want to express our gratitude to You now and say thank You for being such a generous God to give the gift of Your own Son. Jesus, thank You for laying down Your life. Spirit, thank You for being at work in our hearts to open our eyes to the beauty of the gospel in the face of Jesus. May we now enjoy You as we come to Your table to commune with You, to fellowship with You and with one another. Thank You for the great gift that we enjoy, that we were once slaves, but now we are free.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, thank you for your cross, for your body broken, for your blood poured out to wash away our sins, make us new. Thank you. We remember his body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.